Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the Miles Younger podcast, the only podcast that can knock 10 years off you in under 30 minutes. Lovely feedback on our episodes so far. Don't forget to rate us because it really, really helps other people discover the series. And we've got quite a few in the series now, which is great. And coming up today...
as long as you're not getting thrushed from...
Don't!
Fred Elton, don't, you're all right.
Well, that's comedian Helen Lederer, who's been on our TV screens for many years. And like most comedians... she's able to be truthful and funny when it comes to kind of like her own vulnerabilities. That's where it all comes from, isn't it? So how does Helen feel about things as she gets older? Plus, on the Miles Younger counter, we'll be looking at gradual tan moisturisers just to keep that glow after the heat wave. And finally, the Miles Younger truth, why routine really matters. But first, Helen Lederer. She's been a comedian, a writer and actress, well, since the 1980s, and she's still going strong. Attitudes to women in the business as they age are definitely changing, but what does Helen think the secret is to her longevity, and what's her opinion of how women deal with these pressures today? So, Helen Lederer, welcome to the Miles Younger podcast.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. I hope I'm old enough to be attending this thing about a thing that we don't talk about age.
Well, you're clearly in your late 20s. So yeah. I think it's good to speak to someone of that ilk about aging, don't you?
I heard somebody say the other day, twilight years. I don't know what they were talking about, but I thought, twilight? Am I in my twilight? What does that mean? And sometimes, I was talking to an astrologer today, and she was 70, and she doesn't see, it's kind of infinite. The moment you start thinking, there's an end, you go, oh. And I saw Helen Mirren, not that she's my best friend, but we got the same Christian name.
Can I just say I'm so proud of that name drop, because I always encourage people to name drop on these podcasts.
It's quite important.
It's a great one.
But she is in the 7-0 era. Let's do numbers. And
but you're not.
I'm not, but she can touch her toes and make her hands go flat on the carpet.
Wow.
So maybe this is one of the things that we need to be limber, Stuart. As long as we're limber, we are young.
I've worked with you quite a lot, and it's great. And I like to call you a friend. And
I am your friend.
I know...
your only friend, Stuart.
Yeah. I know how you sometimes feel, as we all do, about the way we look. Are you happy with what you see as you get older, or does it distress you?
Distress. I love the way from happy to distress in one leap. Well, I've never been one to look in the mirror a lot. That's not been my way. My thing is put the makeup on, usually in a car. Sometimes when I'm driving, I get my mascara on quite quickly. And then once that's done, there is no point looking. And occasionally when you're doing an acting job and you're just stuck there and you, all you have to do is look at your own face, you can start seeing flaws, right? So, so I am not a looker in the mirror person. I avoid looking at my midriff. I think I've got lots of hair on my head.
You've got amazing hair.
So I've got my hair, I've got my mascara, I've got my eyes.
And you look great.
And
the reason I say that is because some people really have a problem with how they look as they get older. And it's a thing, isn't it? And we've got to learn to love ourselves a little bit more.
I think Yes, I think you have to be surrounded by people that kind of make you relax, make you laugh. I think it's really important to laugh. I hadn't laughed. I'm writing this show at the moment and I'm on my own a lot. And I suddenly did a radio programme and the guy with Rufus Hound, who's younger than me, but I laughed and I thought, I have not laughed. You know, that real belly laugh for so long. And that is youthful making, because you feel all connected up and vibrant. And you're not thinking about the future or the past. You're just in the moment. And I think connecting with people where, you know, you're where there's just that positive frequency, sounding very electrical now, but that is what keeps you alert and in the moment and alive. But no, I mean, my elbows are bad. I'm noticing the skin around the shoulders. That's suddenly takes you by surprise. You go, ooh, that's like an old person's bit of skin there. But the and that is depressing. But then there is nothing you can do except maybe oil it. Like a squeaking door.
Being a comedian as well, you're obviously, it's not just about what you say. It's about using your face and using your face to kind of a comic effect. So for these actresses who are reaching for sort of lots of this Botox and fillers, which is freezing their face away and maybe a lot of their expressions away, how do you feel about that as a comedian? Is that something that wouldn't bother you, or do you think, no, I want to keep my expression, I need it?
Yeah, no, I understand. That's a good question, because I mean, I will go for the Botox and then I'll forget about it for a while. It depends. If I've had a job where there's a bit of money, then I'll go Botox time and I'll do it. But I always say, so this sounds a bit hypocritical, I'll always say to us, do make it look like you haven't done it. So you spend all this money on not being seen to be doing what you've just done, kind of thing. But I think the moral of that is, you don't want to look fake, or you don't want to look inappropriate. You don't want to, the biggest fear is like mutton, isn't it? You don't want to be seen to try. And it's that balance of going, respect, I need to present myself, like, you know, because I bite my nails even at my age. You'll notice that I've got my nails are looking quite nice. That's because they're fake. But that's about, so I don't want to appall you with my bitter nails. So it's kind of respect for the world you're in, but not looking alarming like the woman who had the facelifts and then suddenly looked like a cat.
I know who you're talking about. Wildenstein, isn't it?
Yeah, and you just go, oh dear.
But kind of hats off to you for even saying that you have, because some people could sit here and say to me, oh no, I would never have anything done. And I'd be looking at them thinking, really?
Well, that's the thing.
How come when you smile, nothing moves?
I know. And whatever I'm the kind of person.
I'm saying that's you, by the way.
No, I know, but I can't have too many secrets. It's just that I think being caught out to actively lie is just one of my things. Some people don't mind. I mean, there's the narcissists, the extreme narcissists, or Trump, for instance, probably wouldn't mind about being caught out by lying, because he'd just find another way to deal with it. But for me, it's like, oh no. But I think looking like you've tried too hard is something to be aware of and avoid. But I mean, there's a lot you can do with the same old black jacket, clean hair, and
a good scrub.
A good scrub. And like silver boots. I've been wearing the same silver boots. They're you can have a look, can't you, that kind of fits you, and then there's a kind of authenticity about it. But if you think about our mother's generation, I'm older than you, but you know, they would be going to the hairdresser once a week and have the perm, and my mother was kind of well dressed, but she wouldn't be wearing sort of lace skirts and stuff, would she? Well, you don't know, you've met her, but she's passed over. What I'm saying is, our generation is allowed to do leather and lace
at 60.
Yeah, plus.
No, yeah. You're right.
And that's important.
And somehow they felt that wasn't appropriate, or that wasn't age appropriate. And age appropriate's not even a thing that exists really anymore, is it?
No.
What age could you wear leather? 80?
Well, I personally would not blossom in a leather. If you ever see me in leather trousers, please, as my friend Stuart, just say, Helen, maybe not.
Not today.
It's not me. Leather is not me. And I mean, I've always wanted, I've battled with my weight all my life. It's part of who I am and the comedy you know, I've starved myself on the powdered diets, and then it's just such a relief to start eating again. It's a kind of, being older in your mind is about accepting what's possible, and to finally accept that I am quite a round person, and really accept it, not that I have completely, is I just need a bit of peace about the whole thing. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Is this your point about, you know, when does it stop, the lip fillers? I mean, to have a really, really big mouth when you've got quite a small face is not great.
Well, that's why it's, I guess it's about looking that. You look like Daffy Duck.
You would. And
it would be good.
And, you know, why? You just think, who are these people? What is, who said this trend, if you trace it back? Who said trout lips? You, everyone must have lips that go out, like it's attractive.
It's enhancing. Basically, people are enhancing to ridiculous levels certain items on their face that people perceive as being sexy. So lips on a woman, sexy, so make them bigger. Mm. Boobs, bigger, and then things smaller, tummy smaller. But it's like we're all becoming a cartoon caricature of ourselves.
It is. I just think when you actually look at some lips, you just go, you know what, you look better before. It isn't universally acceptable in our society to have massive, false, great big lips put on. It's just like...
like a bear of comedy lip.
Is that... But then, you know, who am I? Who am I to say people should and shouldn't? That's another thing. Really important to... If the person feels happier with add-ons, then that's their happiness.
More from Helen Ledra in just a second. I love her honesty. She doesn't hold back. More from Helen after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the Miles Younger Counter this week, we're looking at Gradual Tan Moisturisers for the face, the perfect way to keep that summer glow and add a bit of warmth to our skin, because as we age, we tend to lose those golden, those warmer tones in our hair and to a lesser degree in our skin. Those cooler tones, that paler skin, can make us look washed out, so a healthy glow is going to really help. And here are three really, really good ones. Let's start with this. Number 7 for men, Gradual Tan Moisturiser. Now, whether male or female, I found this to be the best consistency because it's easily absorbed, not too greasy, so ironically, can actually work underneath makeup and brilliant for men's skin, especially if it's a bit greasy. It costs £11. Next up, Esper Naturally Radiant Gradual Tan Face Serum. It's great for really fair complexions. It could be mixed with your favourite moisturiser if you want it to be even milder. It costs £24. And finally, great value is Vichy Ideal Soleil Face and Body Self-Tan Milk. It's only £11.90 for a large tube, and it can be used on the body too, so what's not to love? Let's get back to our juicy chat with Helen Lederer.
In this wonderful podcast, one of the messages that you have embedded in it, is it to say, look, there are things you can do, and, you know, to spend energy and money on that, Or are you saying be happy in yourself?
I am saying I think everybody needs to be happy in themselves. Mm. But everybody is different. Everyone has their own route to do it. I don't think there's any right way of doing it, but there's plenty of wrong ways. I mean, we've all seen those people who look absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And another area I think that's really interesting is men and women. Because why is it that as guys, we don't feel that pressure? Or do we feel it more now? Whereas women certainly do feel a lot more pressure when it comes to these things, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, there's a bit more of an overlap. I mean, my other half's a bit... I mean, he gets excited about a different tie. So he's got tie freedom. And actually, I can't buy him a tie. I just don't understand the tie thing.
Yeah. Well, the tie thing is a complicated thing. Do you think men get off? Do you think men are getting off the hook when it comes to age? Or do you think men just have naturally look better as they get older so they don't have a problem? Or do you think that they're getting off the hook on certain things?
Well, we are very differently appointed, if that's a safe thing, if that's an acceptable way of describing.
I hear what you're saying, but things can droop in all areas.
yeah, drooping is universal, we agree. But I suppose we are conditioned, you're right, we are conditioned to consider that a silver fox man, not let's say leering, but you know, somebody who's lived a bit, who's wise, all the kind of attributes that are positive attributes about maturity and wisdom and tolerance, you know, and humour, you know, that those people are attractive. And is a woman accorded the same attributes in the same way, or does she actually have to have a little bit of leather and tiger skin and red shoes? And nothing wrong with that, because that's a good look as well. I mean, Vivian Westwood looks amazing.
But also, we shouldn't forget, of course, you're obviously in the public eye, and I think with that comes, that's that added pressure, isn't it? I mean, you must feel that. I mean, having done, for example, Celebrity Big Brother last summer, knew you were going to be in a house with girls who are, as you have described, they were enhanced in many ways.
Many tattoos.
And a lot of their personality was enhanced as well, but that's another story. And to be amongst that, that must be very hard as someone who naturally doesn't want to be that way.
Yeah, I did try the pants trick once. I mean, they just live in their pants, modern young people. It's just normal to wear pants and to walk around, you know, in pants. It's like a young look. That wouldn't be, there are limits, you know. That's like, I wouldn't want to subject people too much to too much body, because youth, like puppies, babies, kittens, there is something absolutely lovely about something before it grows into something else, isn't there? So we can accept that young people are mostly beautiful if we accept that notion.
But do you think some of them, I don't think, really realise it, because they all seem to be out trying to change themselves already in that young age. They're doing stuff already, like fillers and this, and you're like, what, at that age?
That's true. And then that's a fashion, money-making fashion, and then you want to be like other people to appear cool, to appear in the right parties or context, to earn more money, to be cool, so, you know, on and on. So somehow we've got that culture that has become normalised. So, I mean, I have a 28-year-old, as you know, my daughter.
I was about to ask you about her.
She's no longer 21. So you go 21, 28, but she's a young woman. So she wouldn't do the Botox, but she does do eye cream and uses a lot of suntan cream, which, of course, I didn't when I went being all a hippie in canoeing down the Dordogne in France. I got really sunburnt. Because nobody told me. You see what I mean?
We didn't know that was a thing, did we?
We thought
we wanted to be brown like Raquel Welch.
Like Raquel Welch and Mazola oil. You know, you just chuck on the cooking oil and just fry.
Yeah.
And so we have to face the consequences, fingers crossed, just touching the table there. But no, it's an interesting subject. Your podcast is really interesting because as I'm talking, I'm thinking, you know, am I being consistent? Obviously, I don't want to look like an old bag. So I make an effort when I come out. Big Brother was full of young people. But then there was the guy that was in the EastEnders, and he just, and I remember sleeping opposite him for three good weeks, or a good 3 weeks, let's say, in terms of quantity, not quality. And he just wore his same old boxers and shirt. He wasn't, although his shirts were ironed. I think his wife had ironed the shirts. So that was his sop to, you know, presenting the best side of yourself. But I was pleased to get out of the house because I had to wash my own hair, and I'm really bad at that. So I do have my standards, so I mustn't be too hypocritical.
No,
must
you mustn't.
I?
And you, I know you've got, because the thing is, you're busy all the time, and like, I know you've got this new Edinburgh show coming up this summer, and that's a huge thing.
I'm worrying about what I'm going to wear, Stuart.
And also, you again talking about this whole what we're talking about. Does it worry you that people will be like, she's this age and she's doing it? Because that shouldn't be an issue, but sometimes people make it an issue because, Edinburgh is full of young up-and-coming comics.
And it's the year of the young people. I Googled it. It's the year of the young people. It's also the year of the woman. God, it's the year of everything. I will just say my age, I think. I'll just get it out there. Crack a few jokes. I mean,
have you write material about it? Because I think people love that.
Yes, and I haven't been up there.
Do you want to try any on me?
Yes, I haven't been up there for 14 years, right? The first time I was up there was 1983, when I think I got Thrush from Ben Elton, I think it was. No, actually it wasn't. It was probably from the Hops of five lagers a night or 10. I say that at the beginning, where it made you laugh.
I was thinking of Ben Elton.
Visualising. But it's the acknowledgement, isn't it, of then and now, I suppose. I would do that.
But what's brilliant is, obviously, I think being a female comic at the time you became a female comic was so empowering. And we hear at the moment so much about women empowering other women. But I think it's even more empowering that you're going back and doing it now again.
Well,
I really do think that. And I think for someone that we're talking about, you know, aging and aging well. And it's not just about how you look, it's about everything you do. And I think you're a brilliant example of that with your end. To get on stage every night and do that in front of, let's face it, what will be a crowd of predominantly younger people.
Well, I don't know who's even going to come. I asked for the smallest theatre possible. So I've got
I'll come.
A 90 seater. So I'm hoping that there'll be enough people in it to make it look at least, you know, not empty. This is the year to do it. And I've done my research. I've looked at other women comics. I'm really impressed by them. They're kind of very confident. They do this riffing thing, which isn't even performing. They just talk to the audience. I won't be doing that. But I think it's about being aware that youth is really important. It is their time, and I've had that time. But I'm grabbing this time too. And I don't think I'm going to do it again because I'm waking up on the damp patch every morning with fear. I am so nervous about it. But they do say some people do Sudoku to keep mentally limber. You know, you've got to keep challenging yourself and get out of your comfort zone. That's another way of just feeling vital, even if... And I have to go, like the astrologer asked me, what's the worst case that can happen? No one comes to see me.
They will.
The worst thing actually is that I forget what I'm going to say. And then
do a Joan Rivers. She used to have them on cards on the stage.
I'll be having them on cards. Yeah. Oh my God, I'll be having the cards on the ceiling. I mean, I'll just be walking around looking at cards. I'll just be moving the whole time. But yeah, I think that's my fear because I've got a tryout show soon, but it's exciting. It doesn't have to be enjoyable, but doing things that matter keep you young.
When is it on quickly?
It's at the Underbelly, which I'm told is the most trendy landscape in the whole of Edinburgh.
It's the one.
That's the one, well said. First of Edinburgh doing the previews, and then I start,
so
I think,
be there
on the 7th.
August, yeah.
I'll be drinking those hops.
As long as you're not getting thrush from Ben Elton,
you're
all right.
Alas, I don't think he'll be up there this year.
You see, that's where you won over. It's been brilliant talking to you, and you know what? I think
anyone will be inspired hearing that fact that A, you're just going off to do this Edinburgh show, and the fact that you've been so honest about how you look. Just before we go, can you give me a couple of your tips?
Some free cream.
A couple of your tips for looking the best as you get older.
I think hair is important. I mean, obviously, if one doesn't have hair, then that's, you're in a different category. For me, because I have hair, so I spend my mortgage on keeping my roots sorted. So roots, when I see my roots come through, I just harikiri. You know, that's a sadness, because for me, hair that hasn't got the colour, but then. People going grey in an interesting way can be powerful as well. But for me, that's my thing. So for you, I think I use creme de la mer.
Do you? That's so expensive.
I know. That's, wow. That's my one thing.
Is that your one luxury?
Yeah, I mean, I would just...
Is that your Desert Island Dix luxury item?
It is. No, it sounds so awful, but like I would forgo the Kit Kats, my staple Kit Kat. I would lose my Kit Kats for a creme de la mer and my roots. So... Roots, skin and roots is everything.
Helen, it's been fabulous. Thank you. Love Helen and wish her all the best with her show at the Edinburgh Festival this year. So finally, as we like to round up every episode of the Miles Younger podcast with the Miles Younger Truth. And this week, routine and why it really matters. Well, that might sound quite straightforward to you. But when people ask me what's the number one secret to looking good for your age, I often say... routine. And this may sound daft, but creating a routine that actually works, and more importantly, actually sticking to it every single day, is absolutely what counts. For example, thorough cleansing of your skin at night, a brilliant example. Easy to forget, easy to think, oh, I won't bother tonight, easy to fall into bed after a few drinks and think, ugh. Actually, by cleaning your skin every night and doing this routine, it's going to make such a difference. The right products as well at the right time, knowing when to apply more or less is also key. I'll be honest, I do it too. We're all lazy on some level. The first thing to suffer is our grooming routine, our makeup routine. And I always think, have a pick in your head when you go to bed. Have a pick of that person that you want to wake up looking like, okay? And if you if you have that pick in your head, you're going to think, I'm going to have to put a bit of effort in to get there before I go to bed. I don't know, it's something simple, it works for me. If it works for you, that's fantastic. Here's something that made a real impact on me, though. Everyone says, you hear it all the time, ah, oh, if only I had a whole day to myself, a whole day just to spend on me. Well, here's the news. If you spend 4 minutes a day on you, so that's 4 minutes in front of the mirror, 4 minutes looking after your skin, looking after your hair, whatever it is, just 4 minutes. If you do that every single day, for a year, that is the equivalent of a whole day, 24 hours spent on you. So you can do it with just 4 minutes a day. That's all for this episode of the Miles Younger podcast. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, of course, to rate us and look at the notes, because it's got the details of all those products and where you can see Helen Lederer at this year's Edinburgh Festival. And we'll see you next time.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.